Thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel call on the 16th of May 2019. In the call, we have Bill, Michael, Marjana, Dennis, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
Thank you, Pitinan. So, last time we had one action for everyone. Someone else? No. There is still five of us because something changed on my screens. Doesn't matter. So for Dennis, just a short recap, because we have produced one table for investigating variants, and all people are asked to fill their opinion about different code points in the table which has been produced by Bill. And I just investigated it a few minutes before this call. Almost everyone has put their opinion, my English is a little bit fuzzy today. Jean-Paul is also with us. And Michael didn't put his marks. And also Dennis, maybe Dennis needs some explanation or whatever. I want to hear, what do you think about this table? Any? Dennis, do you need any additional explanations how to use this table? Because it is very similar to the one we have used in producing variants between different scripts. Dennis, your phone is muted. Okay, maybe he will.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's okay. Now we hear you.
Okay, so yeah, I see the formatting is similar to what we did for the cross script analysis. What maybe I need a little bit of help of understanding is that the change in the scoring system. So we were moving away from what we decided in Brussels using the overlap scoring, and now we're doing the visual analysis type of stuff.
I must say that I didn't understand the difference between scoring we used before and now. I was not very, very familiar with this, but maybe Bill and Michael can help you to explain, can help us to can answer your question, because I haven't seen a big difference in this. Bill, please go on.
Yes, what I intended and I copied over the stuff directly from I think it was may have been the Armenian cross script table. My intention was to use exactly the same system, where one is essentially homoglyphs. At least as far as you can see, with the underlining, for example, overlaying the dot below, it ends up as a homoglyph. Two was things that are basically, if you make them big enough, you can see the difference, but at the regular typeface, the differences are so small that they ought to be variants. Three are confusable, and four are sufficiently different that they shouldn't be a problem, which is my recollection of the standard we were using before. So it should be exactly the same scoring as we did last time. Does that help?
So this is Dennis for the record. So I understand what you're presenting now. I'm just asking why the shift in criteria assigning. So if you can turn back to the previous version of this analysis, what we did in Brussels, we came up with an ad hoc scoring system for the underlining. So I'm just asking the rationale behind the shift.
Perhaps it's my poor memory, but I don't recall the difference that you're referring to.
So Pitinan, can you, I think it's, the link is on the Confluence page. Can we see that? Can you share that on the screen, perhaps?
Yes, sure. I also share in the chat in case you want
to. Oh, there you are. Yeah. So we're going to open, each one can open that. Okay. So Pitinan shared what we did in Brussels. And if you see, well, you see the, it opens up to the spreadsheet on at the bottom. If you click on score table, you will see the scoring system that we defined for this work product. So I'm asking the shift, the change into these to the visual analysis. I'm not questioning, I'm just asking. Looks like everybody agreed to doing the shift. I'm just asking for background.
Trying for consistency among our various rating efforts. So rather than trying to explain with each set of ratings what we were doing, it we can explain it once. There's no need to further expand the document to say, okay, well, this is the rating we used here. This is the rating we used someplace else. We're using the same rating everywhere. That was my intent. That was the reasoning behind it.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that was decided, let's do it that way. I was just asking for background information. Thank you.
Dennis, because things are going very slowly, and I have a feeling that the rating we are seeing now on the screen and the rating we are doing now are, for me, they are almost the same. We can use explanation for every mark, whatever you like. For me, it was one, it is a variant candidate. For me, one and two are variant candidates, three and so on. I don't know if the problem is just in explanation of the scores. We can agree on whatever kind of explanation you like. I really don't see, probably it was, at least I think it is because we have not looked at this table before we this. Decided to produce the new table, that we shall have some variance with one and two, and all the other shall not be variants. For me, the result is the same. If one is called like this and two is called like this, I don't see it is, for me, it is not very important. But as you like, we can discuss about it. We can do whatever you think it is necessary to be done just to finish the work. That's my own, that's the only occupation I have on my mind. Sorry for this. Do you think that this table, which we were filling last week, is not suitable for production of inscript variants? That's the main question. I mean, is it? Shall we have results on which we all could agree looking at this table, or we shall to change something here. We can redo scoring again if someone thinks it is necessary.
No, I think we can pretty much apply this scoring system as well. I was just asking for the change. That's it. Thank you.
The change was just because I was taking the lead and I was not checking everything what was before, and Michael and Bill produced a new, using your data, produced this table for putting marks in it. And I can't imagine that there is any other reason, just that we wanted to change something. It was the result of some discussions. And if anyone has something to add to this or something to be changed there, we shall do it now and finish it at the end. Michael was responding. Yeah, different wording for the grading system. Yeah, Michael's explanation is okay. We have not discussed this. I have in my mind only marks 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and not the exact wording after those marks. That's all. Dennis, you think we can proceed with such scoring system to get to the results which could be used, or you want to change something in it?
No, I think we can use it.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for this. So please, a lot of people has gave their opinion about different things, and I am asking whoever was not have not done his part of the, or have his part, because I'm the only woman here of the task, please fill it in next few days, and I want someone to volunteer to make some conclusions based on this marks, and to somehow mark those cases where the discussion where panel should discuss why the scores are not the same, and how to resolve the cases which should be discussed in the panel, because there is a good chance that we could finish this part of the task, let's say, in next during our next call. Any volunteer to do this?
I can make those notes if you wish.
Please, Bill, I'm very grateful to you, because I'm not feeling very well, and my last 6 months I have some troubles, and I cannot work as much as I have been working before. So please, Bill, thank you very much. Look at how we have done before the similar thing, and give us somehow underline those cases which should be discussed by the panel to close this discussion finally. To close this task finally. Thank you very much, Bill.
Okay.
Pitinen, please.
Sorry, Mirjana, just one final question. So how are we going to resolve those differences on the scoring? So are we planning to do on live during a call to resolve, for example, I think the direction is that the 1 and 2s are fighting candidates.
Yes.
And anything else is up for final review. Is that the way it's going to be done?
Yeah, the way we have been done the same thing before, the same task
okay.
before. That's my
All
proposal.
Right.
I think it is the best way to resolve it in the live call. All the other ways will not give any result, or we shall be somehow in the loop or whatever. So I propose mm-hmm. that all those scoring which are not equal should be discussed in live, during the call. And after that, in, let's say, one or two calls, we shall hopefully, or during one call, we should result all of them. Michael, are you typing something? Because I cannot follow all the things which are going on. If you want, Dennis, I think we just didn't remember the different wording for the grading system. Yeah, that Michael explained. And Michael just said that he has done his part of the task. He has finished his part of the task. So thank you. Only Dennis, please. You have done also yours, as I'm seeing here. So Bill, if someone forgot, I think Mats forgot three codes to give his marks. Please ask him to fill it, or everything is filled. Yeah, it seems that everything is filled. It seems that everything is filled. So for the next time, Bill will produce the material for the discussion on the call. Okay. Bill, you want to say something? Your hand is up.
Yes. May I suggest that since both one and two will be variant candidates, that we not spend time discussing cases where the only difference is one person said one and the other person said two. The only cases I think we need to discuss are where one person said, yes, these ought to be a variant, and the other person said, no, I don't think so. Is that acceptable that we just highlight those for discussion?
Thank you, Bill. Michael agrees. Dennis agrees. Michael is not saying anything.
Michael agrees in the chat as well.
Oh, sorry, because, yeah, I've seen now. So, okay, Bill, we agreed about your proposal.
Okay, thank you. I should have that. By the time you all wake up in the morning, I should have that.
Okay, so next time, during our next call, we shall discuss those differences which we have here in this table. Oh, thank you for this. Thank you all for this. We now see at least the way how to proceed with this action item. Now we have a few more things. I don't know what shall we do with those. We have a few action items which are connected to the text which is filled in our report. And those few things has some discussion. People had some comments on the text which is written there. And we should discuss those things during the call, because there is no final agreement about these comments. I'm not sure, is it good to proceed with this now, or shall we finish all the, we have a last, for just for Dennis, to inform Dennis, sorry. In our this read written text is something which should be done, and also we have finished investigating those action items. Last time we didn't finish a discussion about how to produce the test labels, so we have and how to start. Shall we investigate it all action items till the end of this action list, and after that we can, if we have some time, go to the report and see how to resolve different comments in the report. Michael is saying we just have to go about it in a different manner, where one and two rating is opposed to 3 and 5 rating and discuss such a case one by one. Oh yeah, that's still discussion about the previous topic. Thank you, Michael. Because I think that panel should see of the amount of work which is in front of us in order to finally report and send it to integration panel. And last time we have not finished discussion how to produce test labels. And we have some more action items after that. So please, Bettina, move a little bit on this table. Yeah, last time we have been stopped here. My idea is to see that because things was a little bit fuzzy around, and I want to everyone to see how much job we have to do until the end of finalizing a report. So I want to pass all these items till the end and give some guidance how to do things and what should be done. Am I clear? Am I confusing you with my discussion? Or you agree to proceed in that way, what I have on my mind? No one is. No one is saying so. We could proceed with the way we are. How I thought to go on. So please, last time, Mats is not here. My proposal is to just give label without any meaning in the test label strategy. In developing test label strategy, my idea was just for testing a repertoire to give labels without any meaning in any language, just to see if all code points are in it, in test label data set. And when the situation, when we have to develop test labels for variants, some more sophisticated job should be done, because those test labels should be carefully produced in order to encompass all our variants, and we shall have a lot of variants, as I can see now. During that discussion, just to remind you all, Sarmat proposed that his office, his office can produce test labels using different languages to test inclusion in the repertoire. My proposal is this, because it is the easiest way to fill in all the code points we have. And I want to hear your opinion about it.
We have Michael in the queue.
Michael, please go on, sorry. Michael, please.
No problem. Yes, thank you. So regarding the test labels, I think we had started a discussion about that last time, where Matt said
yes.
He thought we should have labels from different languages. Mm-hmm. So basically some kind of actually existing words from dictionaries from different languages. Now, I don't think we can do that for all the languages we have in our repertoire. First of all, it's too much work, and much more importantly, there are not resources on all of these languages of such a kind. So I think it would be just fine if Samad or ICANN or Pitinan would help us with taking some kind of exemplary dictionaries and based on those corpora produce some sample test labels. We only need basically, I think, a couple of labels for each singular code point, but we don't need to have a test label from any language in our repertoire. Thank you.
I agree with you, Michael. Please, Dennis, go on.
Yeah, kind of going on the same direction. So we were talking about test labels. So as in DNS labels, they don't have to be words. I mean, labels are mnemonics, so they can be pretty much anything. I would just, I mean, to test the repertoire, I would just take a very simplistic approach as to order or list all the label, all the code points, and then just do random labels, right? Pick 1 through 5, and each 5 characters becomes a label. I mean, at least to test the repertoire, that would be, I believe, sufficient. When it comes to variants, I think we will need to think harder as to how do we come up with test labels to test the values variant relationships that we are proposing.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. It was my approach too, but some people thought that it should be real words from different languages, and I don't think that it is necessary to spend a lot of time trying to find different words in different languages and to put in those words all the code points which we have in the repertoire. Bill, your hand was up, please.
I was just going to agree with Dennis that for repertoire, you know, we can go through the our repertoire. You know, the first 6 make a label, the second 6 make a label, all the way down, just to make sure that everything works. The variant test will be more of a challenge, but for the repertoire, it should be real, real simple. Thank you.
I also think the same. It is not important to have meaningful words in these test labels, but when it comes to the variants, we should think very hardly about it and develop some kind of procedure how to provide the variants, because we shall have a lot of them and it can't be done by one person or something like this. We should divide this task between us, but at least we have some idea what test labels should be, what the test label data set should contain. And could we leave to Pitinen and Sarma to produce test labels for repertoire? What do you think? Sarma offered us. I just want to hear what the people on the call think about it. It will help us a lot, really, because we have to take care about some other things which are not. This is something which has no, which is, let's say, technical task, and it could be done by anyone who has enough.
All right, I would like to put myself in the queue, please.
Yeah, please, Pitinen, because no hand is up. Please, Pitinen,
yes.
Go on.
I still cannot find a way to raise hand as a host.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay. Thank you. It's okay.
Anyways, yes. So may I offer for the test label? Maybe me and Samad will start the first draft. It's probably be a few hundreds of labels, and we plan to combine 2 techniques. So it's both random, and we pick up some of the actual words as well. Just at the starting point, and then we go from there. That's my proposal.
Thank you, Pitinen, for this. Is there any other opinion about it? Could we ask, what do you think? Should we ask Sarmad to Pitinen to produce the first draft of the test labels for repertoire, and after that, when it comes to variants, we should discuss it again when we have all the variants proposed. Bill is Beasley is voting for. The other people are not saying anything. Oh, Hazem also joined us. Hello, Hazem. Thank you very much for joining us, but I didn't see you on time. Hazem is for, Michael is for, Bill. Dennis, please. Your hand is up. Please go on.
Thank you, Mirjana. Just reacting what I see here in this draft, looks like, so I don't know where is this coming from, because I don't recall us as a panel discussing Breve and Caron, Caron versus Hug and Macron versus Tilly as varying candidates.
It comes from the repertoire. It is just the template kind, just I made this this template, and I was using those set one, set two, set three, and so on from the repertoire. I saw such things in the repertoire. I was not going deep in this. It was just the proposal how the data set should be structured. Set one might be whatever you like. I just copied something from the repertoire. That was my intention, just to show how I think this data set should be structured in order to better control the way of producing test labels. Those names could be whatever. What should be in the final report?
Okay, so I gather it's just a placeholder.
A placeholder, and it could be whatever. I don't know. I just found this in the moment when I produced this data set. It was written in our report proposal. It could be whatever. I just wanted to structure it somehow, to better control what is produced and what is not, especially when we should produce these test labels for variants. It will be very complicated. I was trying to find somewhere some good hexadecimal editor. I didn't find the proper one, so we might have problems producing it. I mean, at least in controlling, have we encompassed all variants properly? That was my thinking when I was producing this, but it is just a sample, nothing more. I hope I answered your question. Thank you. Okay, so we have agreed then that Sarma, that Pitinan will produce proposal, some kind of proposal for the test labels for the repertoire, and when we finish defining all the variants, we shall discuss how to produce test labels for the variants. At least test label for this moment is somehow closed and open. Will be open soon. Okay. Thank you for this. So, Pitinan, where we are now?
I think we're on 7, create a dotless I.
Yeah, that's something which I don't know what is it, but Mats is not here, and we shall leave it for the next time when Mats appears. So the number 8 is, Dennis, could you remember what is this IDNA 2003 compatibility, and you and Mats were somehow, your names were put in this column. And I'm confused completely with all these variants. So please help us to see where we are now with this item. That's all. What is it?
Right. Yeah, this is Dennis for the record. As far as the IDNA 2003 compatibility issues, there were two items under this topic, which they were called out by IP on MSR3 and passed down to us. So the first one is the sharp S. And this, due to the Chrome specifically, which is one of the major browsers that still is operating under the IDNA 2008 transitional state process, in which they treat this character sharp S and they transform it to a double S in a DNS label. And the other item is the dotless I and how is case, I'm sorry, locale sensitive as to how is transformed from capital letters to lowercase and vice versa. So in terms of the first item, the sharp S and double S, I mean, we had a quite quality conversation during Brussels. We asked Michael to seek opinion from German language registries, which he gathered, came back and reported. So based on that information, we need to make a educated decision as to which thing we, what button relationship, if any, we want to propose.
Yeah.
So based on that, I think we need just to put the proposal into the document and have a discussion as to what decision we're gonna take.
Yeah, I think Michael put some text there, and this is one of the action items which was specified before this. There were some comments about it, so we can say that about sharp S text is in the report. Michael, I hope I remember correctly. And we should finish it finally when we are going through the report and resolving all the comments which are put in there. And about dotless I, does anyone has anyone any ideas where we are now with this problem, or we should wait for Mats?
Right. So my recollection from Brussels is that we could not conclude as to. I mean, we know in theory this is the issue that was presented to us, right? The dotless I is locale sensitive, and so applications need to be locale sensitive in order to treat this character properly. And my recollection was that we wanted Mats to do some testing, real life testing in browsers, mm-hmm. and see how really a problem this is. Right. So I don't know if Matt had the chance to do it. I know he's now doing something else. But if he cannot do this, we'll need to find another means to complete that work in order to, have a conclusion as to how we manage this case.
Okay, we shall wait for Mats to see what he has to say about it, and after that we shall find our way to overcome it. Mm-hmm. So those two items are pretty clear where we are now. we have
Miljana, action. This is Sarmad. I'd like to
make a sorry, comment. Sarmad, I didn't see your hand. Please go on.
No problem at all. So I guess I just wanted to make a short comment here. I think in the analysis Latin GP's done, one of the things which has consistently been applied is that uppercase is out of, scope. You know, it's just a thought, also a question, since I was not in Brussels. The kind of arguments, a question I had with all of you was that the kind of arguments you considered, are they dependent on uppercase, or are they going to be independent of the uppercase? Thank you.
I can take that question.
Please.
Yes, right. So, yeah, it's a fine line, I think. And we also, I think that transpired during our Brussels discussions. We're not doing a comparison trying to bring uppercase, but we need to address or we need to give an answer to IP, right? And we know the compatibility issue, it's about the local sensitivity when you go uppercase, lowercase, right? It doesn't happen in just lowercase. So therefore we can say there is no issue because domain names ought to be always in lowercase. But what happens when the input is different or applications, transform those on the fly in order to do the DNS resolution? I think that's the angle that they want to take. And I believe that was the direction that we gave Mats to do his testing as to how applications are processing these domain names when you have this character in there.
Could I quickly respond?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So I think there are, two probably distinct sub-problems here, at least those come to mind. One problem is that when you make the dotless I capital form, it starts looking like the regular I capital form from English, for example. So there is confusion in uppercase. And then the second bit of it is that when you actually make the whole round trip, depending on what locale you are using, the two cases collapse. So I think there are potentially two distinct sub cases which could be considered in this process. But both, of course, occur through through a transition through uppercase. I guess, and that's why I was asking, because if we start looking at that, then we would need to make a clear argument why uppercase is considered here and not considered elsewhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarman. Noted.
Michael is typing something in the chat. And he's proposing that we should summarize this discussion in the subsection of the proposal, and pro and cons we had discussed earlier. That's one thing he was saying. After that, it has been a long time, but it is my recollection that there was also no systematic difference between upper and lower case when it comes to the visual difference between the glyph and the way these are recognized by the use. I'm completely lost with this. Sorry, I can't help with this, but I'm just asking to find. Let's wait for Mats to see what he has to say about it. And we have refreshed a little bit now the memory and what was discussed before during our Brussels meeting. And I will put here waiting for Mats and hear what Mats has to say about dotless I, and sharp S is somehow encompassed and put in the report, and we shall finish sharp S during a final revision of the report. Is it okay, this approach? I hope it is. Okay. Now we have a few things which are not so clear to me still, but hopefully we shall clarify them. During our previous work, Bill was making a table with the cases which should be reviewed for the we should be proposed for additional similarity review, and this table is you have the link here. What do you think should be the next steps with this material? It is not so important at this moment. The most important thing which we have now is to finish analysis of the variants, we can move this item at the end when we finish all the other things. This is something which could help similarity review, whoever is doing this, to what was our opinion about similarity. So I want, please think about it. We shall not spend any more time about it now. It could be done before producing a final report, but it is not so important at this moment. Also, Bill also have another document, which is also put in the Dropbox. Please look at them. He had some problems with stacking, and we should discuss it also. But I also propose to discuss it when we finish all the variants. It will be somehow the final effort to finish the whole task, which is, there are two things which are important, and please do it, filling the template which was proposed by Michael, and which will help us to put our results in the Appendix D. And some people produced those documents, some didn't. Please find time to produce it. And the main thing is now, which I want to discuss with you, InScript analysis on visual ground. I don't know what it is, because we have analyzing so many things, but I want you to think about it and give some proposals. How should we start this action item 11? Because I think it is important to, it will give us a final number of variants. I mean, after that, I hope there will be no more variants production, InScript variant production. And please, Michael, please go on, because this is important and we should start about with it. Please, Michael, go on.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to say three things. First, the two links which you just discussed now, where some file in Dropbox should be available from Bill. I don't have access to those files when I click on the links. So whatever it is, there is some issue with the sharing of those files. I don't know if other people have the same issue.
Probably. Secondly, you had different email. So, Michael, I want to write it. Dropbox.
Okay. I clicked on the email you sent today. Secondly, regarding your discussion on InScript analysis on visual grounds you just raised, I think we should complete the analysis regarding non-visual similarity. And that already yields a couple of cases which we should discuss on visual grounds. And then based on that, I think we could gather remaining cases. I'm quite sure that Bill should have a short list of things he's been thinking of. So remaining cases will be easy to get, but we should first finish the non-visual analysis instead of starting another. And thirdly, I would like to suggest that we don't reiterate all the agenda items every time, but that we rather spend a bit more time on like reviewing things, like for example, the text written by Michael or Michael about the sharp S. So we should actually discuss the proposal on the call and resolve the comments on that and see if we need to make additional changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I just wanted for once to pass with all of you action items which I caught in this table, and I will not repeat it anymore. We shall now focus. Now our next call will be the discussion about last table, Excel table with the variant definition. That will be the next thing which will be discussed. After that, we could go through the report and resolve the comments in the report. But that is the first time we passed all the action items till the end of this table. I just wanted you to see what I have collected here and to hear from you. Is there anything else which is missing? That was my intention. We shall not go through this table again and again. Thank you for this. I just wanted to put through this table for once till the end and to hear from you. Is there anything which is missing and not in this table now? And if you have anything to add, please send me an email and I will put here, and next time we shall discuss variants based on the table we were working on it, and we shall go through the report and see, try to resolve the comments in the report. That was my idea how to proceed with it. Okay, we have now 9 minutes more till the end of this meeting. We could try to start with the report and go through the report, but we shall see. I don't think we can do a lot of things. Let's Pitinen, could you share with us the final report at this moment, and we could go through the comments in the report and try to make some conclusion about it. Okay, Michael, I see that you don't have access to the to these links, and I will try to. I will see. Probably your email address was not properly identified to the Dropbox, or your. We shall resolve this problem. So we have discussed test label, so we can go on. Report is finished, and that, let's see the first, because I have not accepted any text and any discussions here, and I want to pass with you with all to all these comments and resolve them somehow.
Mirjana?
Yes, please, quick, Dennis.
Quick
please,
comment Dennis. While you are scanning the document. So I've noticed that there is a new content into the proposal, but it's already baked in. It will be useful that when somebody is suggesting new content, it should be in suggested mode so that we know what is new content and what is old content, so that we don't have to review the whole thing altogether. Thank you.
I am not sure that I understood properly what have you said.
So, for example, if you scroll down to the very bottom of the document, there's a whole section of confusables, which I don't think we as a panel have discussed any such inclusion of it, but it's already as part of the proposal, not as a suggestion. And throughout the document, there are other sections which have been changed, but it's difficult to see what's new content and what's the old content. It just makes harder to do a review, because now you have to read the whole thing in order to, you know, make an informed decision as to you approve or not approve of the content.
Yeah, how could we mark this? How should?
The best practice is to just one person or. Top just to have ownership of the document and approve any additions. As of now, I think everybody has editing rules, which makes harder to track changes.
Probably, I mean, you are right.
As a best practice, I would just have one person to have ownership of the document and have the rights to approve or reject changes, right, based on the panel's discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I understand. Probably this is my mistake, because I gave everyone editing rules and...
Is this Michael I would like to comment?
Yes, please, Michael, go on.
Thank you. So just for clarification, the appendix, I restructured that based on discussions we had on the call. So that was based on a group discussion. Maybe you weren't attending that teleconference because I remember you skipped one or two or something of the sort, Dennis. But basically, it's just we gathered the information from the single documents produced by individual members of the panel and collated it into the document. And this is also what one of the templates shared for was for. So it was discussed, kind of. So I don't think we need to reduce access rights to only individuals, because that will make it different. That will actually make it difficult for everyone to contribute. Thank you.
I don't think so, Michael. If you're in suggested, you still can create new content, but it will be clear that it's new content. You know what I mean, right?
Yes, I know what you mean.
It doesn't preclude you to incorporate new information, new content to it. So I don't see the argument as to not having editing rights limits your ability to contribute to the proposal.
The platform is the issue, because if you have suggested changes, and for example, then you have like the line of comments on that suggested changes, things become very unclear, especially if you have a longer passage. And for example, in this case, we had an entire appendix which was inserted or restructured. So in that case, it would become completely unclear what has been added, what has been deleted, what has been replaced. And we had several such cases in the past. And in that case, I think it has happened already that we overrided or removed changes which were kind of already agreed on somehow. So it just becomes visually unclear. I would suggest for such situations to rather make use of the versioning function of Google Docs. Under the file menu, you can save named versions, and then you can go back and compare those versions. Thank you.
Okay, it seems that I think that also at the beginning of this year, Google Docs has a major change in the way they are dealing with the documents and all the changes in it. And it behaves a little bit different than it was before. And I lost the track, I must admit. And now we are where we are. So please, when you have time, go through this document. I will do it myself and read everything what is there. And if you have any kind of, we have to add a few more tables maybe when we produce variants, and those things are here in the report. Please, if you find anything which is not appropriate or properly explained in the report, give your comments and we shall discuss them and try to finalize somehow the report. I have no other idea how to deal with it. Okay, please think about it. A little bit. We shall make some kind of conclusion during our next meeting. And we are now at the top of an hour. So thank you very much. My proposal is to meet again in 1 week. And to first item will be discussion about the table we have just filled, And after that, we shall start to go through the report and somehow finalize the comments and trying to produce final report as soon as it is possible. Thank you very much for being present at this call. And see you in, hear you in 1 week, and have the rest of the day. Yes, that's it. That's I wanted to say. Michael, yeah, I understand. I have to think about it. What does it mean? And to see how it behaves, because this behavior of the Google Docs has changed pretty much at the beginning of this year. That was my impression. So, goodbye, and thank you all to be present.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
And bye, everyone. Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you.